Hello, welcome back to Heart Facts to Nigeria in Phone Herring Podhaka to number one talk news and sport radio station. I'm Dio. 10 minutes come past 4 p.m. Discussions continue. It is that time of the year once again. It's election season. Campaigns have officially commenced as INEC has lifted a ban on political campaigns. So understandably, political parties and their candidates will be employing all the means, every means available to sell themselves to the electorate, using all the forms of advertising available to them, using broadcast media, using print media, outdoor advertising as well, billboards and other outdoor signage mechanisms to reach the electorate, to let them know what they have to offer them and try to explain to them why they should vote in their favour. Even though that's the case, and INEC says, go ahead, concerns are being raised from different quarters as to the ease of doing that, especially those concerns are being raised by opposition parties in different parts of the country, alleging that the state governments or the parties in power in the various states are making it extremely difficult or making life unbearable for them as far as advertising, especially outdoor advertising, is concerned. These and other related matters we'll be exploring in this hour. Now, here's a story Leadership newspaper captioned 2023 campaigns, INEC threatened sanctions as states clamp down on opposition parties. Now, a bit of the story. Following reports that state governments are trying to stifle the electioneering activities of opposition political parties and their candidates, INEC has condemned such practice, saying it's ready to penalize states in which such incidents are recorded. According to INEC, all parties taking part in the 2023 general elections are free to campaign in all the 36 states of the Federation. Now, this, according to the Commission, is in tandem with the timetable and schedule of activities for the general election campaign by political parties as provided in Section 94(1) of the Electoral Act 2022. The Commission therefore wants state governments not to prevent other political parties from campaigning in their domains. Now, a nationwide investigation conducted by Leadership has shown that the ruling APC and the PDP in the states controlled by them have not allowed opposition parties unfettered electioneering since INEC lifted a ban on campaigns for the elections. Apart from imposing huge fees on venues, governors or the two parties used their signage agencies to destroy the campaign billboards and posters of opposition candidates under flimsy excuses. Worse still, the governors also prevent opposition parties from having their secretariats in strategic locations. Instead, they are forced into obscure areas under the guise that they cause traffic gridlock whenever they hold their meetings. Well, you get the point of the story. Let's get into the discussion right now. I'm asking you, are political parties, especially opposition political parties in River State, able to freely carry out their campaigns? Let's get your take via Facebook and Twitter. We are live there at Nigeria Info PH. But I do have a guest in the studio. I'll be asking some questions before getting your contributions via Twitter, Facebook and the phone lines as well. Joining me right now is Honourable Anthony Okeha. He is the MD of the River State Signage and Advertisement Agency, RESA. Honourable Okeha, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Dai.
Let's start on, if you will, sensitization notes and what RESA is and what exactly is it that you do?
Basically, the River State Signage and Advertisement Agency, RESA, is saddled with a lot of responsibilities, among which include to regulate signage and outdoor advertisement, to eliminate clutter. What do I mean by that? Where you see billboards, signposts, littering virtually every place. It is the function of the agency to carry out cleansing, because they call them clutter, where you see different type and shapes of billboards being, you know, mounted at a particular place. So we try to sanitize that. We do that. And again, we try to give standardization. We give standards of how advertisement should be carried out in a state. The agency is also meant to generate revenue for the state and to even, most importantly, create employment. Because who do you use to carry out these functions? They are people, qualified hands. We need handymen professionals and all that. So these are, you know, some of the functions, you know, the law has enabled the agency to carry out.
Well, just to be clear, RESA is responsible for all forms of outdoor signage advertising, not just billboards.
Yeah, definitely. And what does that mean? I've been here for the umpteenth time to educate the people. I'm not even here to talk about electioneering campaigns and all that. You bear with me. Now, from time to time, I have been here, a regular speaker, to let people know exactly what the agency does. You know, so what we do, apart from controlling signages, business owners, you know, we have clientels. The first party, who do you call the first party? They are owners of billboards. Any owners of businesses. For instance, your business organization, you are functioning as a first party. That means you are advertising where you operate. As I was coming, I saw pylon you installed there, even though I know this agency will come hard on people that are owing us, you know, people who have not paid their signage fees for several years. We know how to get at them. Those are the first party clients. We have the second party. These are faith-based organizations, churches, mosques, civil organizations, non-governmental organizations, charity homes and all that. They are not meant to pay to the agency of any kind of fee. And then the last, but not the least, is the third-party client. These are owners of billboards that you see. And how we interface is by way of allocating space. Government areas, that is an area where we have government right-of-ways. When you begin to measure 30 meters from the center of the road, gives you, you know, government right-of-ways. Those are only areas where the agency can give approval for the installation of billboards. And it doesn't stop at that. The Ministry of Urban Development has a check on what we even do. So we work in synergy. Whenever we give approval, definitely, when I came on board, I made sure that there has to be a synergy, a working, you know, arrangement in such a way that if in the event that we're not doing the right thing, the agency, the ministry comes in to say, this will deface the city if this happens. This will cause visual blight to the owners of so-and-so property. You don't allow this here. This will obstruct traffic and all that. So we've been doing that under my care, under my watch, to be honest with you. And we've been doing this with the grace of God perfectly to ensure that there is sanity within the state.
And to what extent has the public keyed into what you're doing at RESA? Because I understand that not just big businesses, even small businesses, my man Kechia and daughters selling food somewhere, also do have a liability or responsibility to RESA as well. So to what degree has the public keyed into what you're doing?
Interestingly, the relationship has been cordial. And to my surprise, those names you call, like the owners of those petty businesses, you know, I must tell you that they try as much as possible to comply. Because what do? I had to latch onto the provision of the law that gives me discretionary powers to ensure that no one suffers any kind of hardship. You know, the essence of law is to ensure that right things are done. No law will be an issue, cause any hardship. Hardship comes as a consequence of non-compliance. That's when you see people suffer. These people are too hard-handed. Do you understand me? That is the only area, because if we go by what the law says and we try to enforce it, you see that things will happen. People, a situation where somebody comes to say, I was served this amount of money and I just started this business. Could you please see what you can do? It means you're willing to comply with the law. And having that discretionary powers, what do? You listen. You encourage that business, that petty business. that informal business organization, you encourage it to grow. And that is what we've been doing. I'll give you instances of what we've been doing over time. We pay for jingles just to sensitize the people. Look, the agency will be coming. For example, as we speak, this is the third quarter of the year. We usually do this from time to time. We pay money to put campaigns asking the general public to pay up. And that non-compliance will, you know, mean this and that. And we do it. When we send our people out there to ask for levies and all that, we even tread cautiously not to hurt anybody. You know, what we do, if it is time for you to pay your levy, ordinarily, ignorance of the law, you know, is never an excuse.
I was going to ask you about that, because there are some persons, business owners, who might say that they didn't know that they are supposed to pay to have their signs off.
That is where we find ourselves. In our client, people, everybody claims ignorance. And you don't do that when you want to enforce law. And any law that is not enforced, as I speak, is a dead law. So we should begin to know. You cannot go to any country, for example, a nearby country like Ghana, to say, I'm a Nigerian, I want to set up a business. And you begin to erect structures. You put a name of your business without finding out what I entailed, you know, to be able to do this. It's only in this country where when you do a thing and somebody tries to caution you, it turns to be something else. You begin to create unnecessary sensation. You begin to describe a thing in very highfalutin words, which are not necessary. It's only in this climate. But I tell you what we've been doing. And I can beat my chest to say that people are complying. People who really see reason in what we are doing. Let me give an instance. You see, we in one of our jingles, we try to call on people, first party, third party, and all those that we deal with to come up and pay at the beginning of the year. You know, so when you don't do, we still go the all, you know, length to make sure that we are soft with the way we handle people. We send out in one of the jingles, we try to group every first party, including owners of POS. Let me even come there. You know, is an informal kind of business that is trying to, you know, come into town. And so we have been allowing them to function. But when we try to use, you know, our function to check what their
information
activities, you know, we send out jingles. Before we did that, we call to a meeting, banks and all the money paying platforms, like the money points, the OPAs, there are several in number. We call banks like First Bank, Zenith Bank, name them. They came to the office. We had meetings. We said, look, this thing is becoming a problem. You go to the streets, everywhere is littered with A-shaped bolts, everywhere. Of course, nobody wants to, you know, stifle any those smaller businesses. Nobody wants to do that. We even, one way or the other, patronize them. So, but we try to use our function to put them in check. Do your business, but do it neatly. You see banners, billboards everywhere, literally. And in between them, both those that are registered, you find out those who hide in between, to default innocent people. So by the time we started enforcing, say, look, even the banks that came to the meeting suggested what they will even pay. We didn't go by what the law specifies. We didn't do that. The law mentioned that, look, every business organization, whether big or small, will pay a one-off fee of 5,000 naira, one-off fee after the registration. Then subsequently, you begin to pay your annual dues. And that depends on what the agency is willing to ask you to pay. As smaller businesses, they are paying as low as 2,000 naira. The essence of that is not even the revenue, but to ensure orderliness and, prevent fraudulent people from hiding in between to do unnecessary business.
Okay, we do have to go for a commercial break right now. When we return, the conversation will continue and we'll explore resale's responsibility or roles as far as campaign advertising is concerned. Stay with us, we'll be back in a bit.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It is 4:30 p.m. Still Hard Facts to Nigeria Info, here in Port Harcourt, to number one talk station. I'm Dia. Conversation continues. My guest with me in the studio, Honorable Anthony Okian, MD, River State Signage and Advertisement Agency. You're welcome once again.
Thank you.
Join the conversation. A reminder, we're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The numbers will be given shortly. You can join the conversation via the phone lines as well. You've explained in great detail lots about Arafat, what RISA is all about, what your core responsibilities are. It's election season right now, and understandably, political parties are going to be advertising as well, even though it's called campaigns in political lexicon. Does RISA have any responsibilities when it comes to the campaign to advertising by political parties and their candidates as we approach next year's elections?
Definitely not. You know, people do not really understand what the agency is all about. You know, that's why I mentioned earlier that I have been here for the umpteenth time to educate and sensitize the people on this. You know, ordinarily, one wouldn't even want to respond to this, anything that has to do with the electioneering campaigns and all that, putting up adverts and all that. Do you know, actually, it's not the function of the agency to, you know, have control over contents. I've said that time and again. The organization responsible for that used to be APCON. And as I speak to you, APCON has been repealed by the signing into law, the bill, bringing on board ACON, Advertising Regulatory Council of Nigeria, has taken the place of Advertising Practitioners Council of Nigeria. This bill was signed into law by the President, President Buhari, on the 30th of August this year. And so what that means is that everything about APCON has been repealed, and we have a brand new law. And it is the same function that APCON, you know, is saddled with, that ACON now, you know, handles, which includes vetting contents. Whatever you put out there is not the business of RISA. In fact, we deal with owners of billboard when it concerns installation of structures. Those static boards and LED, that is light emitting diode, that's what they call LED, you know, the electronic billboards. Whatever thing you display there, we are not responsible. We will allocate space for you to be able to put up the structures. So we define the standard. In this axis, you will have a billboard this size. This area, you cannot, be allowed to install billboard this size. One, it might cause visual blight, hindrances. It might cause, you know, series of problem if you allow them. So we try to, you know, regulate on these areas. So people should not think that whatever thing happens, or when you're not allowed to put billboard campaign material, it's RISA. No, we have to deal with the owners, you know, is when, because it is only during this period that we recover debts. Owners of this bill, most of them, will not want to pay up. When they are served a demand notice, they'll come up with excuses. Oh, they've not had campaigns over the years and all that. And we have a check that if you do not have any campaign from month to month, you have to show us proof. You have to capture electronically your billboard from Susan's so period as proof. Other than that, you will pay. Because to have gotten that space, to erect a billboard, it means you're indebted to the state, Abi Nisho, whether or not you have campaigns. So during this period when everybody wants to fly campaigns, you see them. That's when we go all out to demand our debt. And by so doing, you will not be allowed, you will not be allowed to display any, this is when you're indebted with the agency. Because to us, as regulators, we even pay them when we want to put up campaigns. If I want to put up a campaign calling the general public to come and register their signages, we usually pay. There's something we call barter. If you are owing us 100,000 and the what we are displaying will for 1 month is that same amount, we barter. It's okay. There will have to be a setup. Set off. Whatever you're owing the agency and all that. We've been doing that regularly.
Now, you say that RISA is not responsible for content. That's very clear enough. However, the installation and setting up of these billboards and other, you know, signages is the responsibility of RISA.
Yeah.
Now, understandably, outdoor, you know, advertising, especially for political campaigns, is going to be on the increase at this time. It's not unlikely as well that some agencies or even the parties themselves might want to put up or set up or install new billboards at strategic locations. Now, the allegation from some quarters is that when these billboards are put up or even attempts are made at putting them up, RISA denies other political parties or even pulls down these billboards once they are set up.
In fact, it is a no-no for anybody who is not a licensed practitioner to install a board anywhere in the state. It is a complete default, and the person will even be tried for doing that. You know, we will sue. We will the law in section 2, subsection B of the law established the signage agency. That is law number 2 of 2015. Is the law that established RISA. And in that section, it gives the agency the powers to confiscate and impound movable or immovable property of any defaulter. So one can be prosecuted for just going out there to erect any kind of billboard without permission. Besides, you have to be qualified to be a registered practitioner first and foremost. And when you visit the agency, the agency has the requirement for any person who wants to participate in the business. And so that has nothing to do with the, if anybody does, even a member of PDP, you know, I'm not just a card-carrying member of PDP. I carry flag, you know, to show boldly. When you come, you've been to my office before. Behind my office is the flag of the country, Nigeria. And the other way is the flag of the PDP. And so even if he's a member of the PDP that goes all out there to erect a billboard, when the person is in fact not a registered practitioner, that board will be confiscated. And you'll be made to pay fine for the removal of it. So I told you clearly. So let me give you an instance. Something happened the other time. We have, if you go to roundabouts, you see mostly that they are being kept clean by first-party clients, mostly, like the banks, you know. Some business owners who want, look, please, can we maintain this roundabout? It's not been kept, properly kept for a year or two. And for purposes of community social responsibility, we corporate social responsibility rather, we allow it. And we will be the one to define the standard. And if it's so encouraging, we'll allow that. So in that instance, what you are allowed to advertise is just your business name. You put, you know, a sign showing that this place is maintained in conjunction with RISA for so and so period. We give a third-party client, you know, this one of these owners of billboard, you know, they went and they, you know, somewhere at Peter Deli roundabout, you know, properly built up the place, kept it very clean and order. not knowing that by this reason of campaigns everywhere, they went and rented out a space there to a political, a particular party. And in that instance, we did not need any permission. We went all there and removed the campaign and wrote the owners of that signage, the person that we gave that approval. And there and then we put it clearly that you were not from beginning meant to advertise even commercial, we're not talking about political campaign. You're meant to campaign just you because you have been able to give back to society. Your function as a corporate organization is to maintain this space. And you did it. Because to do that, you're getting serious mileage for people to say, oh, so and so people are the ones responsible for the maintenance of this. Thumbs up. That is what you get in return. You know? So when that thing happened, a lot of people were calling. They called me even. I had spent time trying to explain that. We have no business, you know, trying to make sure that the other opposition parties are not given an opportunity to advertise and all that. To me, it's like using a sledgehammer to kill an ant. You have other parties here. We are encouraging people to, you know, to be able to compete favorably. Why go all out? You wouldn't say that is one of our functions because we have no business doing that. The only thing we will do is that we deal with those who are our clients. You're going to pay a third party, a billboard owner. It's not my business. I won't even know when you people contract. My own is do this business in accordance with our rules and guidelines. That's why we're a regulatory body. Period.
But it's at Funk to Nigeria, Info and Herring Podhaka. Join the conversation right now. The lines are open, if you will. A reminder, we're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The numbers to call, 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. The number is to call. Once again, live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Any thoughts on the matter at hand. Let's get your take. Once again, via Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Numbers to call again, 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. All right. And just to be clear, I think there might be some confusion as to what we're discussing right now. We're discussing signage and outdoor advertising and not any other thing that has to do with campaigning, not anything that has to do with using public facilities or schools or anything of that nature. And I think that if you have been following the conversations thus far, that should be clear enough to you. But some of the messages I'm seeing that are being sent in right now is a complete deviation from what's being discussed at the moment. So do take some time to understand and follow the conversation, and then you can join in via the platforms that have been so listed just a while ago. Expecting your calls any moment now. Now, once again, just to be very clear, Honourable Akia, you're saying that RISA has no business with the content put up on these billboards. As a matter of fact, you have no dealings directly with those political parties or other individuals or businesses who want to advertise. Rather, your business, your dealing is with the practitioners and those who set up and put up these billboards exactly. In the first place.
Exactly, yes. Yes. If I time will not permit me, I would have reeled out names of our third-party clients that are indebted with it even before I came on board, you know, and we've been trying to have this set off from time to time, how this debt can be paid so that we remit to the state coffer and all that. If call any of them, they will be able to tell you. But, you know, sometimes even when we have government programs, for us to be able to secure some of these billboards, we have to really dialogue with them. And so some persons thought that virtually all the billboards, you know, you see in town, you know, are owned by the agency. Just recently that some people are beginning to realize that. We don't.
Oh, we got some questions coming in now. This one goes, good evening, Di. Please ask your guest in the studio Do local government areas equally have the same function as RISA to collect revenue on behalf of their respective local government areas? Liberty Egosan sent that in.
Yes. You see, I mentioned it before. Originally, the function of RISA was indeed, or still is, the function of the local government as enshrined in the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. But with the coming into law of this agency, you know, by reason of a memorandum of understanding that the state local government and the state government reached, you can agree with me that the Constitution as well empowers the State House of Assembly to make law for and on behalf of the local government areas. I think that was what led to the giving to birth of this law. So by virtue of that, the local government, all local government areas in the state are seized from performing that function. Because the same law defined exactly how the revenue will be shared between the local government and the state government, as well as the agency. So for anyone going outside that law to demand for any law, it's an aberration. It's not supposed to be. By the reason of this recent law, the River State Law Number 2 of 2015, the agency is the only agency, you know, by law that is saddled with that responsibility to collect levy on signage, hoarding, and advertisement in River State. That is clear.
Does RISA have a presence in every local government area in River State such that it's able to carry out this responsibility effectively across the state?
Do you know that this agency is a work in progress, to be honest? Actually, that is exactly where we should be. You know, to be able to have liaison offices in virtually every local government area. So, but because is in quiet, you know, is a developmental, you know, process. That is the agency. We are growing to be able to have every local government have a liaison office. That is exactly what the law, you know, spells out. You know, but for now, because of difficulty in manpower, ability to be able to staff all the local the agency, make sure that they are in every local government, we've not gotten there. So far, we've been hovering within the few local governments in Obiakpo, Falga, Emohua, Ikwerre local government, Eleme, and a few of them for now because of shortage of manpower. And then the agency is working tirelessly, to be able to establish her presence in these other local government areas.
Once again, numbers to call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007 are the numbers to call. Now, you've expressly explained and stated clearly that RISA has no link, no responsibility, nothing to do with the campaign content of political parties on billboards.
Yes.
Your duty of care is to the practitioners who settle the billboards and ensuring that standards are met and complied with. Mm-hmm. Now, you gave the example of what happened on some facility, government facility, on Orderly Road roundabout, and the practitioner violated its agreement with you and rented its space to a political party. Now, even though it's very clear, quite clear really, what RISA's position and responsibility is, how do you plan to deal with allegations? Because they will come.
Yeah.
If a billboard is put down, it's very likely going to be put down to, oh, it's a political witch hunt, or they don't want us to advertise, or they're trying to clamp down on the opposition parties in the state. How do you intend to deal with that?
There is no how at this stage you avoid that happening. You know, I came here not to respond to all that, you know, because as an agency, we have developed a thick skin on that, because even when you're legitimately doing your business, I give you an instance. We've been able to even arrest people who impersonate, you know, they go by impersonating the agency's workers. On several locations, we've got a receipt with forged my signature being forged on it. Severally, we've arrested and detained some of them. You will believe me that even at that, people are still saying, no, that the agency is aware that these people are working for them. How will I be aware when somebody has forged my signature? You understand? So we've gotten all manners of accusation. You know, people try to label us with all manners, you know, that we are. But to be honest, we are very, 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 very good at our job. You know, we try to make sure that we do our job with all manners of cleverness, with spec and span. We try to make sure that we do things in accordance with this, with the law that set up the agency. We will not be tired doing that job. They might call. There is no how. There is no how they will not accuse the agency at this point in time. You know, His Excellency, the governor of the state, is doing everything to sanitize the state because within this period of electioneering campaigns. You will hear people saying, no, I've read a lot. So how could you do? It's not even the first time. In other states where we have the same law, they came out boldly to say that you will not take any campaign from any other party other than the party that governs that particular state. And now that we cannot do it here, we don't want people to remind us on what our powers are. Not that we cannot do it, but here is where we try to create an enabling environment to make sure that everybody is carried along. Yes, they are calling names. Yes, they are shouting, you know, wolf when there is none.
Talking about persons impersonating recent officials, how can the public ascertain and determine that they are indeed dealing with authentic recent officials?
Definitely. You know, we should be able to know as citizens, know our rights. That somebody will enter into your premises and you have looked at the person, even if the person is with any kind of identification. You know where the office is located. Nothing stops you from accepting whatever demand notice the person comes with. And to visit the office to verify, so-and-so person came. Most times, the people we recruit, we allow them to write their name and phone numbers clearly to be able to be identified.
Can you hear that thought, please? We've got a Queen on the line from Oginigba. Queen, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi, go ahead.
Okay, please, I just want to ask, I have a question for your guest.
Go ahead.
Concerning the signage. Okay, he said usually there used to be a demand notice. I want to ask, are there times whereby, like, Rita can come, or are there times whereby Rita comes to enforce their to collect their revenue without a notice being served? Like, is it dumb?
All right, Queen, good to have for me.
Of course, that can happen. You know, having in mind that you already know what your obligations are, it can happen. You don't wait for someone to serve you demand for you to be able to know that you're indebted or you need to pay your taxes, your levies. In civilized climes, that's what happened. I'll give you an example. There's a company here in River State, a major corporate organization. Not quite long, they paid their demand notice, their levy, the annual dues for the year. They paid, you know, with the confidence with which they paid. They later came back on their own and called. They not even calling, they wrote us again that with the campaigns coming up, an election coming up by early next year, that they wouldn't want the agency to, you know, serve them demand notice before paying. They came back. We served and paid for next year, a big organization. So it happens, you can pay in arrears, assuming you didn't pay all this while, and you can pay in advance for the years to come. You know, not thinking, having in mind that the demand notice might be increased for one reason or the other. So that you must not wait until the demand notices are served you before you know what obligations are.
Well, we have run out of time. We do have to wrap up the conversation on this note. Many thanks for joining in, listening, and thanks to my guest. I must say that has been a truly expository conversation. Honorable Anthony Okia is MD, River State Signage and Advertisement Agency. Thanks for your time, and wish you and your agency the very best.
Thank you. What I try to tell the public is that we do not regulate to strangulate any organization. We welcome everybody to come to the office and do the needful. Thank you.